the data coming out from the UN is that more than half of the people in northern Gaza are already likely in the conditions that are used with the F word, famine. The two of the three criteria are probably met already. And that proportion decreases slightly as you go into the middle of the strip and then declines again as you get to the southern half where there's greatest access. And that's the key here is humanitarian access, being able to deliver aid to the people who need it most urgently, where it is comparatively, it is not easy, but it is comparatively easy now to do that in Rafah. And then it becomes incrementally more difficult as you move further north.
Now, we've heard from a couple of U.S. congressmen that recently visited Rafah, right there along the border and where the trucks are being held up, and other people that are in that area, that there are just piles of trucks being held up. Is it possible, from what you have been told and what you can see there, that there can be more ease of and more flexibility in the way that this is being conducted over the border so that more humanitarian aid can get into Gaza if Israel would allow it?
100%. I think we need to be clear here that normally when we see catastrophic food security, when we have seen twice in the last 12 years previously famine, it is a combination of climate change, so underlying fragility that's driven by the change the climate has made to people's ability to farm and to harvest, and always compounded by conflict where access to markets, the delivery of aid has compromised people's ability to survive. That is not the case in Gaza. There is no climate change dynamic. This is purely man-made. It is purely as a result of violence and intentional bureaucracy that is stopping the delivery of humanitarian aid. That is, if you've ever needed an example of life-saving, this is it here and now, where there are millions of people on the brink of starvation because we can't get aid in. We can't get it in because of the constraints on those trucks lining up that have to be checked. Things are being pulled out. Trucks are being returned. And then once we're in, because of the bombing, because of the checkpoints, because of the violence, we can't take the trucks further north into Gaza.
Is it that critical now where you're saying starvation? Are people, children especially, are they dying from starvation?
We're on the brink of that. That's what the declaration of famine means, that the mortality rates, excess mortality rates have risen to a degree where people are now dying because of hunger. Now, people rarely die because of hunger. It is complications that come associated with extreme hunger. It's when a human body is that hungry, it starts to close down. And then it's very exposed to waterborne diseases and other contagious diseases that sadly are also drastically on the rise in Gaza because there's not enough water. There's not enough power. There's not enough fuel to power the desalination plants so people have free access to clean water, which they did before the conflict. Again, man-made disaster. And because of the violence, the concentration of population from across the strip into the southern part, into Rafah, has led to massive overcrowding. So we have thousands of people trying to share individual toilets. So they're overflowing. People don't wait to use the toilets. They go elsewhere. And that turbocharges the risk to life through cholera or just diarrhea. People die because of dehydration.